Okay. Baruch Shachiyana v'kimana v'gyanu lezman hazeh. So at least my first in-person shiur in yeshiva since Tanis Esther, and my first real in-person shiur anywhere since around that time. So Mirtz Hashem, this should be the first of many. Last time we gave a brief hakdama to the hakdama, but today will be the hakdama to Hilchas Nida, and we'll focus on the definition of Nida and Zava. As we'll see in a few moments, there were two parshias in the end of Parshas Mitzara. First, the parsha of Nida, and then the parsha of Zava. And without yet distinguishing between Nida and Zava, what's significant about them is, number one, a Nida, or a Zava for that matter, is considered to be an avatoma. That's the focus of the psukim at the end of Mitzora, both in the context of Magamasa and the details of Tuma. Number two, Dam Nida is considered an avatoma. That we learn out from Drashos. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Mishkav Moshe at the beginning of Parakeh, that Dam Nida is considered an avatoma. And what's most relevant for us, Bismanenu, though we'll see there are certain relevances of the Tuma aspect of Nida as well, but what's most relevant, Linyanenu, and what is behind the focus of the Lima for this year, is the Isser of Nida Lebaila, which we find in Parshas Achrimos, Perek Yuches, Pasuk Yates. So that will be the focus, the relevance of Nida as far as the Isser Lebaila, but there are trappings of the Tuma Halachas as well, as we will see. The Sefer Chinuch, in the Parsha of Yoledes, the beginning of Tazria, Mitzvah Kuf Samach Vav, which he references in his analysis of Nida as well in Achrimos and briefly in Mitzara, outlines a certain perspective of the commonality between Yoledas and Zav and Zava and Mitzara as far as that Tumah. The Chinuch writes Mitzvah Kuf Samach Vav. Ukvar marnu basharas trefa visurei machalos. That there is a certain physical harm that is potentially involved in consuming certain machalos asuros. Bavur hayaso kli lenefesh heyadas yotzra. Ukmokein min hasharish hazeh herchikanu min hayoledes min hanida vazava yamim mispar. And because of a certain physical harm that is potentially involved in contact with these forms of tumma, we have to separate ourselves from them as well. We'll get to the Ramban. Good. Kamosha Marnu ki kol mosar mishorish machlehu. Any excess is a potentially a harbinger of illness. Alkein amir zechon alibracha she'ein isha ro adam shelo yirosha ve'var kvedim aleha. So we'll talk about this in the context of Hargasha. In order to have a Nida Deraisa, there has to be certain sensations. But the Chinuch sees that as an indicator that there's something wrong. There's something physically off with a Nida. And that's a symptom of some kind of illness, which potentially sounds like contagious. So if there's going to be any contact with someone that has this Machla, there could be exposure and there could be risk. So an element of the Isser Erva of Anida is the fact that there's some physical risk, and it sounds like some potential risk of contagion. And he says that's the reason for a waiting period, a Tara period for Nida and Zava, until that the risk of contagion, until that the Machla is somewhat mitigated. So as Aaron just said, that is what we're more familiar with, the comment of the Ramban, the end of Parshas Vayetze, by Rachel, Giderach Nashim Eli. So there the Ramban writes, similarly, that the Biyam and Kamonim, independent of any Torah law, it was the norm that a woman in a state of Nidus would separate herself. Hanochon ve'ena ki hayu parak lamed al pasuk lamed hey parshas vayetze ki hayu anidos bimeya kamonim miruchakos meod ki kein shemai meolam nidos lirichukan. That's what the lashon of menuda means. Someone who's excommunicated, someone who is separated. Ki lo yiskar v'ol adam v'lo yidabru bo There's a certain notion that the hevel of a nida could cause harm. So that's what the chinuch reflects, and that's what the Ramban talks about as far as the practices, the yamim kamonim, independent of Torah law. The Rambam in Mora, Chela Gimel, Perek Mem Zayin, references a certain sect that he refers to as the Tza'aba, which apparently was some pre-Islamic Middle Eastern sect, where their practice was, he writes, obviously in translation, Shanida tia b'bayis b'fnei atzma, their practice was that Anida would have to stay home alone. The Yisrfu hamakoma sirshir telech alei, and whatever she walked on, they would burn, scorch earth policy. Umisha medabri ma yitame. Afilam avar ruach al Anida valatahor yitma. That if the wind blew from one to the other, from Anida to someone else, that person would also be viewed as tame. And the Rama contrasts that with our perspective, that in halacha, kol malachas cha'isha osolabai ledido osolabai, with certain exceptions in Mishnah Ksuvis, that there is some level of rechuk, but that rechuk is only in the realm of tumma v'tahara, not in the realm of any interpersonal conduct. Yeah.
So when I was in a Jewish history class in YU, so the head missionary of the Samaritans came, and he told us a bunch of things. So one of them is they have a whole hotel for the women, and as man as that, the Samaritans, they kick out the women, and she gets her own living room in a different building. So we see that.
Good. Okay. So that's what Ramban writes about this this sect that preceded him, and even the Or Zeruah, Simon Shin Samach towards the end, the Or Zeruah is writing in the context of Harchaka. So he talks about the what we'll talk about later on in the year, the Chumras of Hoshata based Midrash Hosharashi, which not all the Rishonim agree to. Fine, but in that context, he writes that. Kasa b'piske nida, kelim shenida nogas b'hem bizman hazeh tahorim etzel baila, shrei b'nei adam bizman hazeh mitamin b'kivros b'ol ameis. So nowadays we're not so makbid about tumah v'tahara, and therefore the kelim that a nida touches are considered tahorim. aval anu machmirin al atzmenu ve'ein anu yoshvim al moshava, that we don't sit on her chair, v'lo nogim b'begadeh, we don't touch her clothing, that's the Isser Hashata, Ella Ayide Acher. That he references a minhag that the husband would not sit on her chair, would not touch her clothing, even if she's not wearing it. So there's certain harchakas beyond the standard harchakas that that everyone practices, that the people were noeg. And the words were right. So minhag that Yafali Yisrael Linhob and Dehergalver. It makes sense to have certain additional harchakas. We'll talk when we get to harchakas. Whether the orientation is to increase our chakas, decrease our chakas, different shitas among poskim. But the Rosh Hashanah writes, it's an appropriate minhag al hergal aveira to have additional chakas, al iser tum aleka. But don't confuse yourself and think that that's any way connected to iser tum. And nowadays we're not makbid on tum v'tara. So even though, again, there may be some commonalities between the iser labayla and the status of a nida as tumeya, but strictly speaking, we're not knowing tumah v'tahara b'zman hazeh, and therefore any such harchaka is only because of the hergal aveir shaba and not because of tumah v'tahara. So, bottom line, the thrust of the relevance of nida b'zman hazeh, with some exceptions, as we'll see, is as far as the iser labailam. Okay, so with that hakdama to the hakdama, let's take a look at the psukim in the end of Parshas Mitzara. So Perek Tesvav Pasuk Hafei V'isha Ki Yazuv Zov Dama Yamim Rabim. I'm sorry, Pasuk Yotes V'isha Ki Siya Zava Dam Yia Zava Bivsara Shivas Yamim Tiyev Nidasa V'chol Nogei Ba Yitma Ad Ha'ara. So this first parsha here is a parsha of Nida. If a woman has a flow of Dam, Dam Yezava Bifsara, Shivas Yamim Tiyev Nidasa, she is considered to be a Nida for 7 days. So the din of a Nida is that even if a woman is only Roa Dam one day, she still has to count 7 days, including the Yom Hari'iyah. And as long as she is clean at the end of day 7, she can go to the mikvah that night. So whether she sees Daman day one, whether she sees Daman day one through six, whether she sees Daman day one through seven, as long as come the end of day seven she is clean, she is Masekis Betara, then she can go to the mikvah that night. The din is that a Nida, as long as she finishes seeing Daman at the end of 7 days, can go to the mikvah the following night. And that's what the Gemara says on Samach Zayin Amud Beis, the Maamar of Rav, Machlokas Rav and Yochanan, the Maamar of Rav, Nida Bismana Eino Tovel Sela Belayla. Machlokas Rav and Yochanan about Nida Shelo Bismana, but Evan agrees Nida Bismana is Eino Tovel Sela Belayla, as opposed to a Zavitz we'll see in a few moments. Rashi writes, we learn that from Benida Sa, Tehe Benida Sa, Tehe Benida Sa, Kol Shiva. So that pasuk we just read, Shivas Yamim Tehe Benida Sa, she has to be in her state of Nidus for 7 days. So she has to remain in that state of Nidus for a complete 7 days. And only when the 7 days are over, there's no mikvah Yom Kikulo, only when the 7 days are over is she allowed to go to the mikvah that subsequent night. Now, Tvilas Nida is not Mefurish Bakra. The pasuk doesn't say explicitly that a Nida goes to the mikvah after 7 days. Various Shitos and Rishonim and possibly Medrash Halacha, what the source for Tvilas Nida is. Excuse me. If you look in Tosfos, Mem Zayin Amud Beis, in Yavamos, if you count between the Tosfos and the Tosfos Yishanim on the side of the Amud, there are no fewer than five possibilities as to what the source for Tevilas Nida is. Evan agrees that a Nida has to go to the mikvah, that's no question. What the source is a Machlokas Rishonim, there may be different indications in Medrash Halacha, the Rambam Perek Daled Issur Ebi as well. You can take a look there in the Magen Mishnah, but not our focus now. Whatever the source is, it's not Mefurish Bakra, but the din is unequivocal that a Nida needs to go to the mikvah in order to be Tahora, both Mitamasa and both Labaila. Okay, so that's the parsha of Nida. And then, V'isha ki yazuv zov dama yamim rabim, below es Nidasa, if a woman has zivas dam below es Nidasa, not during the time of Nidas, o ki sazuv al Nidasa, or if she has this ziva after her period of Nidas, kol yamei zov tamasa, kimei Nidasa tia tmeyahi. The Tanchuma comments, what's the lashon of Yamim Rabim? That Yamim Rabim is Yamim Chelsar. That even though it's not necessarily that many days, but because a woman is pained by the fact that she is a Sula Baila, so for her, you know, the opposite of the Yamim Achadim of Yaakov, Abbasa, so this is Yamim Rabim, even if it's only a few days, but there's a certain degree of pain that a woman has in being forced to separate from her husband. So that's the Yamim Rabim. Ishaki Azuv Zov Dama Yamim Rabim below Esni Dasa. That's what we call a Azava. So below Esni Dasa, not during the period of Nidus. So it sounds like this is something which is not the norm. And the Ramban explains at the end of Parshas Metzora that a zava, just like a zav, is a certain kind of an illness. This is not the normal time to expect to see dam. And the fact that a woman sees dam ziva below esni dasa is an indication that it's some kind of machla that afflicts her, which is the cause of this dam. We'll come back to the Ramban in a moment. So the din of a zava Kimeini dasatia tibeyahi. So the din of Azava is that if a woman sees Dam Ziva either 1 day or 2 days, so she's considered a Shameres Yom Keneged Yom, that she has to do a Bedika that day. If she sees Dam on day one, and then at the end of day one she's clean, then she can go to the mikvah on day two, and she's Tahora. If she sees Dam on day one and day two, and then she's clean before the end of day two, then she can go to the mikvah on day three, and she's tahara. So that's a zava ketana, who shemeres yom keneged yom, that if she's tmei, if she has dam on day one and then clean, she can go to the mikvah on day two. If she has dam on day one and day two and then she's clean, she can go to the mikvah on day three. That's a zava ketana, that's shemeres yom keneged yom. The im tarami zava v'safra la shivas yamim v'achar titar. But if she sees dam for 3 days or more, so that's what we call a zava gedola, and then she requires a more extensive tara process. Then she has to count shiva nekiyim before she's mafsekes betara. And then she brings she's tovelis on day 7 and brings a korban on day 8. I give him tarami zavav esafer la shivas yamim biachar titar uvayom hashmini tigach la shtei sarim o shnei bnei yonav evia osam lakohen al pesach olam way. So if she is a zava gedola, so then she has to count shivan akiyim. So however many days she sees dam, she has to completely stop seeing dam. She's masekis batara the last time she sees dam. the next day is day 1. She counts Shiva Nakiyim. Then she goes to the mikvah on day 7 of the Shiva Nakiyim, brings a korban on day 8, and then she is home free. That's a Zava Gedol. Lashon HaRamban, the end of Mitzora, is that the reason a Zava Gedol brings a korban is because Hine hu choli kizov ha'ish, that we view the situation of a zava as a kind of illness, just as a zav. The hitzrich asa korban, this rap asa kedid a zav. So just like a zav, the Ramban conceives, the reason for a korban for a zav is not only because of a tum of a tar process in the abstract, but because there's a certain choli there. And the same is true by a zava, that a korban somehow reflects the fact that there's a choli there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Ramban Vayetze seems to be saying even needless in all this.
Right. So the Ramban Vayetze is talking about the pre-Matan Torah minhag of the ancient civilizations in the Near East, not necessarily that's reflective of halacha. It's a kiderach nashim ili, because that there's a certain understanding in that society that a nida was minuda, but. Whether I'm not talking about the Mitzvah, the Rabban Mitzvah references the Rabban in Vayetze, but the Rabban Mitzvah is saying that Zava, however you view Anita, Zava is a higher level of illness or higher level of that's an abnormal situation. That's below Es Nidasa, Derech Nashimili is the norm. So even there are certain societal perspectives on that existed pre-Matan Torah. But that's the norm. Azava is not the norm. Azava is a choli, and therefore the Torah process is more rigorous. Okay. So the din, yeah.
Does a chola generally need to bring a
korban? No, but some the Ramban's conception seems to be that there's certain types of choli where the Torah mandates a korban that's somehow connected to that choli. So he sees Zav in that light, and he sees Zav as being connected to Zav, and maybe by Yoledus also. And Mitzora also may fit in there as well. But not there's certain situations where there's some kind of overlap between Tumah and Choli. Okay. So then, as we referenced, then a lot of this will flesh out as we go on in the Limud. But the din by a zava, is that we say mixas ayam kakula. So as opposed to a nida, where we darshan from sukkim that the tefillah of a nida has to be after 7 days, the night after day 7 of yemei nidus. A zava, if we'll talk about a zava gedola for now, a zava gedola is soferes shivan akiyim. But shim ikra din, we'll talk about as we go on Lamaisa, but Mi'ikar Adin, Midin Torah, a woman can go to the mikvah on day 7 because we say Mixas Hayom Kukula. So you're probably familiar with the Shechter's piece on Mixas Hayom Kukula and Malos, which is printed in Eretz Hatzvi, Bikvei Yitzon, sorry, Simon Yud Zayin, that Mixas Hayom Kukula applies to Afka by a Malos, which Rosh Shechter explains from the Rav, means something that is imposed on the calendar. It's like a zava, a velus, you may hesker mitzora, and that's how the Rav explained how to answer the ha'ara of Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Gilyon Yashas in Nazir, in the name of the Ramami Panu, why do we say Mitzvah Hayom Kukulo on Shabbos and Yantiv? And Yosef Engel answered, we don't say Mitzvah Hayom Kukulo on Shabbos and Yantiv because we only say Mitzvah Hayom Kukulo when it comes to Tuma. So the Rav is bothered. What about Nazir? At least Aman Amr that Nazir is considered a Kadosh, so that's not Tuma. So Rav Schechter explained from the Rav that this idea of Malos, that if something is imposed on the calendar, so that's what we say, Mixas Yom Kukulo. So you're imposing the days of Ziva, the days of Avelis, the days of Nazirus on the calendar. That's what we say, Mixas Yom Kukulo, as opposed to Shabbos, which is Ka'i V'Omeid in the calendar that comes in the mail every year around this time. It already says Shabbos in Yontif. It doesn't tell you Yemei Nazirus or Avelis or Ziva. Yeah.
Lag V'Omer.
So that's Avelis.
But I'm saying it has
okay, but that's it's the Avelis Shabbos. So okay, so certain Avelis is that we plan ahead of time. Okay, fine. So again, just to review what we've seen till now, the difference between a Zava and a Nida is that a Zava Gadol requires Shiva Nakiyim. A Nida, as long as the Nida finishes singing Daim at the end of day 7, she'd go to the mikvah right after day 7. There's no need for Shiva Nakiyim. A Zava Gadol brings a Korban, Masha Ein Kein by Nida. And by a Zava, we say Mixas Yom Kukula. So a woman who's a Zava can go to the mikvah Min HaTorah on day 7, as opposed to a Nida, where we don't say Mixas Yom Kukula, and she's only Tavelis Balayla after day 7 is complete. Okay. If you have a Gemara in front of you, which I would encourage you to bring a Gemara with you in general, it's helpful. And the Shulchan Aruch, although we won't see a Shulchan Aruch today, but in general you should have a Gemara and a Shulchan Aruch with you if possible. So take a look on Samach Zayin Amin Aleph. Rashi, Dibur Maskel Mikvos Bimei Nisan. So the Rashi begins in the third line. But take a look, it's a long Rashi. Take a look at the end. Rashi there writes, Yesh Mefarshim, Debeinan mayim chayim lizava. Some say that a zava cannot be tavelis in a mikvah, cannot be tavelis in stagnant water. She has to be tavelis in a mayan in mayim chayim, just as a zav. V'lav milsehi, detanya b'tasefta chomer b'zavni b'zava, shezav ton mayim chayim. And a zava not. So it's mefurish in the Tosafta. That's not true. That a zav requires mayim, chayim requires a mayim. A zava can go to a mikvah. No need for a mayim. So Rashi quotes this anonymous Yesh Mefarshim and rejects it that there's no need for a mayim for tvilas zava. There is a Rashi in Sanhedrin. Rashi Sanhedrin Pezayinam and Aleph. Dibra Maskil Halachos. Rashi there writes, Sanhedrin Pezayinim and Aleph. V'imrasa shlosha yamim mitzufim hav yaziva l'karba. So if a woman sees Dam in 3 consecutive days, that makes her Zava Gadola. She has to bring a karban. Ule tvilas mayim chayim. And she has to go to a mayim when she finishes her Tara process. Again, Rashi, Sanhedrin, Pesayin, and Aleph, that a Zava is relevant litvilas mayim chayim. So there Rashi sounds explicit that a Zava needs a mayim, not a mikvah. If you look in the Agos Rashash there, he suggests that it must be a Tos Sofrim in Rashi, that in light of the Rashi that we just saw here, Nida can't be that Rashi saying what he summarily rejects here out of hand, that a Zava needs a mayim. So it must be, Tos Sofrim, he suggests that instead of being Gores Ulatvilas Mayim Chayim, you should be Gores Ulasfiras Zayin Nakiyim, which sounds a lot like Litvilas Mayim Chayim. So says the Rashash. If you look in the Margolius Sayam, so he points out over there that you do have Chuvas HaGaonim that are explicit that a Zava does require a Mayim, does require Mayim Chayim, and he quotes the Sefer Pardes, which is Miyuchas Larashi from Rashi's Beis Medrash, that Kala requires Tvila b'mayim chayim, before Knisasa L'chuppah. So it doesn't say there a Zava, but he quotes the favorite part of this, that there is a model for requiring Tvila B'mayim Chayim. I don't know. Now the Ramban in the end of Parshas Tzitzora says that if you read the Psukim straight, what the Ramban calls Al Derech HaPshat, that's the impression you would get. The Ramban says Al Derech HaPshat that a Zava requires Mayim Chayim just like a Zav. Because if you read the Psukim straight, before the parsha of Nida and Zava, you have the Chiyatara Zav Mizavo, V'Safer Lo Shivas Yamim L'Taraso, V'Chibes B'Gadav, V'Rachas B'Sarob B'Mayim Chayim V'Taher. Okay. And then you have the parsha of Nida, and then you have the parsha of Zava. So in the parsha of Zava, when it says, V'Safer Lo Shivas Yamim V'Yachar Titar, presumably you hearken back to the last explicit reference to how Tara works. It tells you by a Zav that you need a Mayan, and doesn't tell you any detail about Tvila Zava, so presumably whatever it said by Zav should apply by Zava. So if you read the Psukim straight, I think that's what the Ramban means, Val Derech HaPshat, that you would get the impression, or you would have no reason to believe otherwise, that just like a Zav requires Mayim Chayim, so too a Zava. But the Ramban says, that's not what Chazal say. Aval Rebbe Seinu, Hikilu B'taris HaZava, Shatitaher Kiderach Shar Hanitarim Mitumasam Bimei Mikvah. He said the Chazal understood not that way. Yes, if you just read the Psukim Al Derech HaPshat, you would assume that Azav is like a Zav. Chazal didn't understand that. He calls it Rabbi Seinu Hikilu. I don't think it means that they superimposed a kula. It means that they understood the Psukim Lakula. That the pasuk should just say v'safer la shivas yamin. Why does it say v'achar titar? Shelo ba kasev ela haskir achiluk shebein azachel in a keva shiyez zova bedam ulechalek bed es nidasa bein lo ita. So Achar Titar tells you that no, this is a different Tara process. That if you had just said V'safala Shivas Yamim, you'd understand you're not counting 7 days for fun, you're counting 7 days because then you're going to be Tahora. The fact that the Torah says V'achar Titar, which may be unnecessary otherwise, tells you that no, this harkens back to other Taras, not the Tara of the immediately preceding Parshas Av, but the Tara of most other situations of Tara where sufficient to have a mikvah and not a Mayan. There is a comment of the Radak in Zechariah referring to what's going to be V'achus Hayamim. Zechariah, the beginning of Perek Gimel, Bayomahu Yiyah Makor Niftach LeBeis David. There will be a water opening open LeBeis David. Says the Radak. Efshar LeFarsho Kimashma'o. That there's going to be Mayim Chayim that emerges from Yerushalayim. The Amru Yachol Sheis Arvi Behen Mayanos Acheros. Tamalomri Yeh Mekor Niftach LeBeis David. Mekor Echad Hu L'Chatos L'Nida. That there'll be one source of water which is going to provide for Bechatos and for Tvilas Nida. He says, V'az Yetzu Mayim Chayim Be'ir. V'lo yistarchu latzeis chutz le'ir le'mechatas she'tzarech shiyu chayim k'mo shakasav v'chein le'nida shehizava she'tzricha mayim chayim. That lasa lavo, You won't have to leave your shalayim to find a mayan for mechatas. You won't have to leave your shalayim to find a mayan for a zava. So you have this line of the Radak also that seems to reflect this shita saga onim, that there is a requirement of a mayan for tefilas zava. The Netziv has the following suggestion to explain that shita in Rashi, that you require your mayim chayim, that it doesn't really mean what it sounds like. This Netziv is printed the Meram Esada here in Nida, but the Margolis Hayam's Mitzayin that this was printed originally in a tshuva of the Netziv that was appended to a volume called Ro'e Yeshurin, which they have in Osir Chachma. Ro'e Yeshurin is a collection of hespedim for the following four people that you would never associate with each other. So four hespedim, I think they passed away roughly around the same time. So it's a collection of hespedim for the Netziv, the Beis HaLevi, so those are pretty connected. Rabbi Shula Kuttner, not so far off, and Moses Montefiore. So in that collection, Roe Yeshurin, they have this tshuva from the Netziv, and part of it is reprinted in the Meram Esada. But he suggests that the pshat in the Shita Sagaona that you need mayim chayim for a zava, it doesn't mean a mayim. It means that you can't have water that's heated up by man. That the mayim shenishtanu ayidei maisa is puzzle, which is a din that we have by mechatas, the Mishnah Para Perikhes, that you can't have mechatas chenishtanu b'deyada. That if the mechatas is heated up with human intervention, then that's puzzle. So Netziv suggests that where Rashi quotes over here that you need mayim chayim, it doesn't really mean mayim chayim. It's kind of a reference to that detail in Hilchas Para that the mechatas can't be heated up by deyada. So the water for a zava can't be heated up by deyada either. So that is the Netziv's suggestion.
The Meram
Esada is here in Nida. On Samas Lain. Yeah, and on this Rashi, but it's more exciting to look in the Roe Sada where it Roe Yishurin where it appeared originally. Okay, and then one final comment on these Rashis. The Aruch Lener writes also in Osugya Samach Zayin that don't be bothered by what the Rishash was bothered by. The Rishash had to change the gears from the Rashi in Sanhedrin. Because how could you have a Rashi in Sanhedrin that's against what Rashi writes in Nida? So Aruch Lener writes that you have that sometimes, that Rashi had different traditions from his Rebbeim, and Rashi may be Mefarish in different Masechtos based on some of those different traditions. So the fact that if there was a Shita Sagaonim, that might have been reflected by some of Rabosav Shal Rashi, it's not a Kash on Rashi that Rashi in one Masechta may be Mefarish based on that Shita Sagaonim, and Rashi in another Masechta rejects it. Okay. But in terms of common practice, practice of the Tekufas HaRishonim, the Sefer HaManig writes in Simen Kuf Yates that there were people in Spain, the Manig was in Provence, but he traveled and writes about the Menhagim in the places where he traveled. The Sefer HaManig writes that in Spain, there were people that were machmir, or the practice was to be machmir, like the Shita Sagaonim, to require a mayan for azava, meaning, as we'll explain next time, we're machmir to treat everyone as azava lechumra, in effect. So the practice, the Manig records in Sfard, was that people would be machmir to go to a mikveh in a mayan, and he says that was a chumra hasili de kula, because if you're going to be machmir to only go in a mayan, so then if you don't find a mayan, you're not going to go to a mikvah. Maybe they'll go to a regular merchatz. At least that's what he writes, that the mayanos were too cold. So your mikvah, you can heat up. The mayan is natural. The mayanos were too cold. And the woman would end up going to some beis merchatz for tefillah, which is no gulacholodeus, since they thought it's a mayan or bust. So the Manik says that was a kula hasi lidei chumra, and he wasn't a fan of that minhag. The Bach also references such a minhag in Hilchos Mikvos, Simon Reish Aleph Sifkat and Beis. The Bach references there was such a minhag to go to a Mayan. But he writes, Allah halacha, we're not choshesh for that, we're not choshesh for the Shita Sakonim. And that there are some mikvos nowadays that are mayanos, but in principle, we're not really choshesh for the Shita Sakonim. And we assume that a woman who is a nida, even if we're machmir to treat every nida like a zava, can go to a regular mikvah and there's no need for a maya. Okay. Fine. There is a discussion in Achronim, just to give a few more makamos, not our focus. It's a famous piece in the Asman Deraisa Simon Kaf Aleph. Whether the Isser Nida Labayla, or the Isser Nida to anyone, is that considered a run-of-the-mill generic erva, or is that only an Isser that's Novea from her status of Tumah? Or the way that Asman Deraisa frames the question, is it an Isser or is it Tumah? Is it an Isser or is it an Isser that is Novea from her status as Tumah? What's the Nafkamina? So, one Nafkamina for Yehorg Valyavor. Is it if it's a generic arayos, so then subject to the same Yehar Val Yavor as any other arayos? If it's just a derivative of the Tumah, so maybe it's not subject to Yehar Val Yavor. Or Edach and Emma Bisurin. So if it's a regular erva, Ein Davar Sheba Erva Palchos Mishnayim. If it's Be'etzim and Isser Tumah, there's just a nafkamina for arayos that emerges from the Tumah, an Isser that emerges from the Tumah, so then it's not arayus, and you'd say edecha neman b'isura. So the Asman Deraisa points out what rai would you say in either direction off the cuff? Yeah. Right. Good. What else? Good.
Kuzri.
What's the Kuzri?
The Kuzri
was asking the Melech was asking the Boner.
Yeah.
That we don't keep eating a Tumah Taharas. So what about Nida? So
right.
The Boner said Nida has nothing to do with Tumah Taharas.
Mm-hmm.
So the Rav connected that to the Tosafot Kam.
Right, so Tosus in Nida and Daf Beis, Evesafrula is a source for Eidach and Ambisurin. So obviously, if that's the source of Eidach and Ambisurin, so it can't be considered Arayas. I'm sorry? Right, so that's the Asman Deraisa's initial Raya. He also points out the Rashi in Gittin Davav. There, the Gemara is talking about Kolomatil Eima Yaseira B'Self Beiso, itself a lovely day, Gimel Averis Chamuras. So what's the Gimel Averis Chamuros? The Rashi there writes that a woman's going to be afraid to say to her husband, Lo Tavalti, if her husband's the angry type. So Rashi calls that Gili Arayas. So that seems to be assuming that it's if you're talking about the Gimel Averis Chamuros, so that's a classic erva, and not just an Isser Tumah. Then he has another raya from the Beis Yosef in the end of Siman Kuf Tzadi Hei, in the Siman of Archakos, Machlokas Mechav Rama and Shulchan Aruch about the parameters of this, but the Beis Yosef writes that even B'makom Pikuach Nefesh, there's an Isser for the Baal to be Mimashek B'defak of Ishto Nida, that he can't touch his wife in a sensitive place, even B'makom Pikuach Nefesh. That also sounds like we're talking about a generic erva, where it rises to the level of Yargal Yavor, not just an Isser that's Novea from Tumah. Right, so it sounds like a Vizrayu of, that's considered Vizrayu Gilu Arayus, and a Vizrayu Gilu Arayus is still Yargal Yavor. And that's Lashon HaRambam in the beginning of Perek Daled Yisurei Bia, Nida Harehi Bechlal Harayus.
Does anyone say otherwise?
Yes. We'll get there in a second. The Rosh Hashanah is an article which I'm not sure why was never republished, but 1978, Or HaMizrach, Tishrei Tavshin Lamites, Inyan Chupa Haruya Labia. So I never asked Rosh Hefter why it wasn't republished. It's a very fine article, no reason that it shouldn't have been, but I don't think it was republished in any of the later Svarim. So he has Marmar Komos on this there, that Rambam. He suggests that's why the Rambam writes in Dalit Ishus Yedalit that you shouldn't be Mekadesh, the Rambam Shita, that you shouldn't have a Chuppas Nido, you shouldn't be Mekadesh Nido, rather, even though the Kedushin is Toface, but that makes more sense if it's a real Arayas of the Hargal Yavar type, and not just an Isser Hanavea mi tuma. Does anyone say explicitly otherwise, RNS? Yep. Right. Right. Good. So the Tosar Rosh at the beginning of Yevamos is mefurit that it's not an erva, and Sefer Yasher as well, Tshuva Sibin Pei. The Bain and Tam Sefer Yasher, Chelaka Tshuva Sibin Pei. Right.
So it's
still a. I'm sorry.
Would bedikos, would there be enough for me to bedikos this man we were matmir on Tamatara versus now, or that wouldn't be enough?
There shouldn't be, because even we'll discuss that more when we get to bedikos and how much it is patterned after Tamatara, but. That shouldn't necessarily be related to the nature of the Yisrael Abayla, the nature of the Yisrael Erva, even if it's not a generic Erva, and even if we're not Noeg Tumah, but the extrapolations may still exist. So we'll talk about some of that as we go on. Okay. The final subtopic for today is the Yud Aleph Yom Shebein Nida L'Nida. The Gemara says in Ayin Beis Amid Beis that there's a Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai, that there is Yud Aleph Yom Shebein Nida L'Nida. What is this Yud Aleph Yom Shebein? Yeah.
I was just wondering, is there a similar discussion by Zaha, whether or not it's Erva?
There's no separate Isser, but it is I believe so. There's no separate Isser, there's no separate Pasuk, but it's presumed.
I mean, the more you think that a Zava is more like a Zav as opposed to a Nida,
mm-hmm.
So then wouldn't that take it away from the Isser Nidas? Because if you take like the Pshat, the Alder Pshat, or a Bad, or something like that.
Right.
We're going to learn the dinim of Zelda from Zah as opposed to learning Zelda from Nida.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that.
Right.
Then you're taking it away from the Isser Erva.
So, bottom line, the Isser, there's no separate pasuk for an Erva of Zava or Yoledes for that matter, but if you look at the Chinuch that we began with, the Chinuch and the Mitzvah Yoledes, as far as the Isser Bia, links all of them together. That Yoledes, Zava, and Nida are all part of the same theme in terms of, there's only pasuk by Nida, but it's all linked together as part of the same, call it an Erva, call it Isser. So practically there isn't any difference, even though it's only one pasuk. Yeah.
You said like Abraham, you could answer Bill's name was right and trusting it, and then we trust the Shinazah, the whole that Nida, that.
Well, Tosas holds Nida, not Erva. Right. From the beginning of Gittin, Yosef Abram, the Raya, Erva, and Ebbi, Surin. Right.
That's what's
talking about Zava, not Nida.
He holds Zava is different.
Okay. I don't think anyone says that. I don't believe Zava is any different in terms of the... I don't believe anyone... But the Isser Zava Lebaila or Le as an Arab is not practically different than that of an Ida. But okay. Right. I think anyway you slice it, even if there are more elements of the choli involved in a zava than Ida, there are still elements of the the generic tumah, if you will, as well. But okay. Fine. So let's just conclude with the Yeralef Yom Shebe Nida L'Nida, which is Halach L'Moshe Misinai. So, as you probably aware, Rov Rishonim, Rashi, Tosfos, and just about everyone aside from the Rambam understands that Yeralef Yom Shebe Nida L'Nida means that a woman during when she sees Dam Nidus, so she sees Dam in day one, she sees Dam in day two, she sees Dam in day three, up to day seven. And then if she's clean at the end of day seven, she goes to the mikvah mostly day seven. If she continues seeing Dam to day eight, she goes to the mikvah mostly day eight. She continues seeing Dam at day nine, she goes to the mikvah mostly day nine. As long as she continues seeing Dam, that is Dam Nidus. Once she is able to make a hefsek tahara, once she is clean, then she goes to the mikvah that night. As soon as she goes to the mikvah after completing the entire process of the nida, she now begins a new clock of 11 days. And any time that she sees Dam in the next 11 days, that's the below es nidasa, that is the unexpected arrival of Dam, that is the machla of the Ramban, the choli, the abnormal situation. If she sees Dam any time in the next 11 days, that is going to be Dam Ziva. So she could become a Zava Katana if it's only 1 or 2 days. She could become a Zava Gedola if it's 3 or more. And then she has to go through her Shiva Nekiyim and end the process of Tara for a Zava. So and then the Gemara discusses Ayin Beis and Erech and Dav Ches, what happens if a woman begins to see Dam during the end of those 11 days and continues past the 11 days, is that Dam Zida, Ziva, is that Dam Nida, that not for now. But according to Rashi, once those 11 days are over, the next time she sees Dam, be it 5 days later, be it a year later, that Dam is going to be Dam Nidus. So the Yud'alef Yom Shebe Nida L'Nida is those immediate 11 days after she finishes the entire process as a Nida. She sees Dam during those 11 days, that's Dam Ziva. She doesn't see Dam during that 11 days. Whenever she sees Dam next, be it a week later, a month later, a year later, 10 years later, that is going to be Dam Nida. So that's how Rashi, Rov Rishonim, understand Yud'alef Yom Shebe Nida L'Nida. And famously, the Rambam has a different position. The Rambam Yisurei Bia Perek Vav Halacha Vav. We'll start with Halacha Hey. So the 11 days after the Shivas Yemei Nida are considered Yemei Zivasa. Bein Rasa Behen Dam, Bein La Rasa, whether or not she sees Dam during those 11 days. V'lama Nikra in Yemei Ziva, Nimnei Shehein Ru'uye L'Ziva. They're called Yemei Ziva not because she's necessarily going to see Dam Ziva, but those are the days where she could, if she saw Dam, that would be Dam Ziva. Whatever dam she sees during that period is going to be dam ziva. Be careful to know the difference between what's yemei nidasa and what's yemei zivasa. Halacha vav. Kol yemei ha'isha miyom sheyikba lavest ad shetamus o ad sheyakir havest liyom acher. So the entire life of a woman, from the time that she establishes when she sees Dam Nida, for the rest of her life, or until there's some change, Kiras Aveth, that changes her default starting point. Tispor li olam shiva mitkilas yom avest v'achrein achadasar v'achrein shiva v'achrein achadasar. So she has to have a very exact calendar that the first time she sees Nida, when she sees Dan Nida when she's 12 years old, she starts the calendar. The first 7 days are Nidas, then 11 days of Ziva, and then 7, then 11. She has to keep this 7-11 calendar for the rest of her life, or until she stops seeing Dan because she's pregnant, and then starts the clock again, perhaps. V'tizar b'minyan k'desha teda b'eith shetira dam im b'mei Nida rasa o b'mei Ziva. Shekol yameh shel isha kachein shiva yamei Nida v'yiralef yamei Ziva elam kenev sika leida. According to the Rambam, you have to have this running count of what's Yemei Ziva, what's Yemei Nida, 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, for the rest of her life. Sefer Chinuch, who usually follows Darko Shel Rambam in most things, calls this a tos, and the most Rishonim do not take this position. According to the Rambam, what would happen is a woman sees Dam during her Shiva Yemei Nida, and then she goes to the mikvah Mosei day 7, and then she sees Dam another, so she has 11 Yemei Ziva, then 7 Yemei Nida. So then, let's say in day 20, since her last Riyah, she sees Dam. Day 25, since her last Riyah, she sees Dam. That's going to be Dam Ziva, because she went through the 11 Yemei Ziva, another 7 Yemei Nida, and now she's in the 11 Yemei Ziva again. So a woman who has a 25-day cycle, which is perfectly normal, or a 27-day cycle, which is normal, she's going to end up being alternating between being a Nida Deraisa and being a Zava Deraisa. That's the Shita Sarama. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, the beginning of Kuf Pei Gimel, the Aruch HaShulchan has an Arichos trying to explain where the Rambam got this from, and he explains it's not excuse me, not worth going through the Rayas now because we haven't seen the Sugyas together yet, but Kama Gemaras that we'll encounter soon, he thinks support, or at least or the impetus for the Rambam to have the Shita. Just one of the Rayas, the fact that, as we'll discuss next time, you have Takanas Rebbe and Minog Benos Yisrael of Reb Zeira to be Choshesh, to make sure to cover bases that you shouldn't get confused between Dam Nida and Dam Ziva. According to Rashi, it's very rare that a woman is going to see Dam during the 11 days Shebei Nida Lenida. A normal woman who has a normal cycle in the range between, let's say, 25 and 32 days, or 27 and 32 days. So she's never going to see Dam Ziva, because that's not normal to see Dam on up to day 20 of your cycle. So was it so critical for Takanas Rebbe, for Chumash Benos Yisrael, to take into consideration all of this in order to avoid getting confused between Dam Nida and Dam Ziva? How often would a woman see Dam Ziva anyway? So that's one of the Aruch HaShulchan's suggestions as to the impetus of Shitas HaRambam to explain the way he did. But bottom line, that's not how we assume Lalacha, and most Rishonim are Cholek. So we assume that Yud Aleph Yom Nida Lenida is the 11 days following the end of Yemei Nida, and then the next time she sees Dam, whenever that'll be after those 11 days, is going to be Dam Nida regardless. Okay, we'll stop here, and next time we will discuss Takanas Rebbe and Chumash Benos Yisrael of Gzeira, and then we'll go on to start Shulchan Aruch in earnest with Hargasha. I will Blinether send out the next item of Marmakomis if anyone's already finished for the following shiur, and then you can get a head start.
Which seminar would you want
to next? If you finish Kuf Pei Gimel, I mean, when I send you more Marmakomis, you'll see more that you haven't seen yet in Kuf Pei Gimel, but then we'll be going to Kuf Sadi. Okay. In terms of timing of the Chabura, do you have a preference to do later if you stick with us, or should we talk about it? Okay, you let me know. Okay. Do you expect Rav Rosenzweig to go past 3 most days?
That's a great question. It's hard to know the answer, but Mondays it'll probably be usually closer to 3 when it'll end. But it's hard to know. I can't like it.